N1 LCE testing. Work. N1 LCE transplant from Connecticut to South Carolina.
Welcome to South Carolina. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on my HD and my battery's going dead. There should be some traffic in here shortly.
Good. Just have this radio I haven't used in a while. Tried to set it up for the repeater. Finally got it working.
KJ4REZ, Floyd, Texas. Yeah, I'm on my HD and I'm pretty far from the repeater and sound pretty good into it, so you're doing a good job.
Where's the repeater located?
I'm in Taylor's too, up here, I guess, part of, over here by the lake. It's on top of Paris Mountain.
Yeah, from here, so that's good.
Oh, it's doing a really good job. There's not too many repeaters to choose from, and I'm usually not on here. You just caught me where I was packing all my HF gear because I'm moving, and I just turned it on, and it was on. Up. I guess my little HD still works too. Battery, I don't think it's been charged in a year. Anyhow, welcome to South Carolina and you have a wonderful day. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu 7.
So this is N1 LCE.
1 KN4 TFW.
Echo Delta.
And I'm just a little bit north of you up in Greer.
Far either. I'm over in Lincoln. Forgot what the name of
it is. You'll get used to it. Yeah, the repeater is actually on Caesar's Head. It's on Highway 276, about a mile south of the state line.
Pretty good. Pretty good for down here in Taylor.
Oh, I thought this one was on Paris. Is it the 370 machine is on Paris?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sure about that one.
That's because I'm on my HD inside the house. Pick it up, guys. KJ4REZ.
Nope. I'm taking down my HOA antenna right now in case we have a storm.
Is your transplant from Connecticut?
A year ago, January.
My neighbor's from Connecticut. He just moved down, I think, in October.
Finally retired at age 72, and I wanted to get out of Connecticut as soon as I could.
On that, he tells me some stories about it. I don't believe I'd like it. I left the north when I was about, I don't know, Dad left when we were about 10 or 12, I guess.
That they had high taxes and lousy weather, and now they got higher taxes and still have lousy weather.
Well, I got to run in here to Ingalls here for a minute, and so I'm going to say 73, enjoyed it, and I'm usually on between 4:15 and 5 every afternoon on my way home from work. Unfortunately, I'm not retired yet. Still got about 4 or 5 more to go. And then if you're an early riser, there's a bunch of us on the radio about 5 a.m. to 6.
Yeah, nice talking with you. This is N1 LCE.
4 TFW, clear.
CK4 OIM.
This is N1 LCE.
N1 LCE. I'm sorry, I missed that last letter there. Yeah, the name here is Walt, and actually, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society owns 2 repeaters. They got one on Paris Mountain, and one you're probably on now is Mount Mitchell. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet up there, so we get out pretty good on it. And we have a net every night at 9 o'clock and invite you to jump in and join the net. I'm net controller on Tuesday night. We usually have a different net controller every night of the week. And Wednesday night, they have a swap meet after the roll call, where if you want to buy, sell, or trade any kind of radio equipment, join in with KI4DOS, Gary over in Anderson. And it's a great group of guys here on the on this repeater. So welcome to the South Carolina for me also. I spent a year up in Douglasville, Rhode Island in the Navy Seabees, and boy, I was glad to get out of that place.
I'm actually a member of the club. I joined when I moved here about a year ago. And I just been waiting for COVID to be over so I could actually meet the guys.
Back in February, and I just went last Saturday and got my second shot, and no side effects other than this one made my arm a lot sore. Well, for a lot longer, I'm still sore. It'd be a week ago tomorrow, but I'm all through with the shots now.
On the shots, so I'm still thinking about it. Yeah.
53, and I had a stroke 2 years ago and fell out of my shack, broke my neck, and I had to move in with my daughter and my 5-year-old grandson, and boy, my daughter didn't want me to get that shot, but I'm thankful I went ahead and got it. I got too much going on with my health other than the COVID to take a chance on it. So I'm going to say 7-3s. I got to get out here and get up the house, get ready to go to an auction tonight. So with that, Ed, I'm K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final.
It's nice meeting you, and this is NYLC. We'll talk again, and I'll check out the net.